Carpal tunnel syndrome is an irritation of the median nerve in the wrist that causes numbness, tingling, pain, and weakness in the hand. It typically affects the thumb, index, and middle fingers, and symptoms are often worse at night. The median nerve travels down the forearm and enters the hand after passing through the carpal tunnel, under the transverse carpal ligament, located in the central part of the wrist. Carpal tunnel syndrome affects about 5% of the population. It's most common in middle-aged women, but it can affect any adult. Any condition that causes increased direct pressure on the median nerve in the wrist can lead to carpal tunnel syndrome. Many people with carpal tunnel syndrome have no identifiable cause. It's diagnosed based on the complaints of the individual combined with physical tests. Often, an electrical test such as an EMG or electromyograph is used to diagnose the condition. No single test is definitive for diagnosis of carpal tunnel syndrome. Rather, the person's complaints and test findings together lead to its diagnosis and decision to treat with surgery or therapy. The risk factors associated with the development of carpal tunnel syndrome include the following: pregnancy, wrist fractures, diabetes, inflammation related to rheumatoid arthritis and other causes, and repetitive activity involving the hand. The following are symptoms associated with carpal tunnel syndrome. You may still have carpal tunnel syndrome if you only have one of these symptoms: numbness, pain, tingling in your thumb, index, and middle fingers, tingling, numbness, or pain which radiates up your arm towards your elbow, hand weakness, dropping objects, difficulty feeling and handling small objects. Symptoms are usually worse at night and sometimes temporarily relieved by shaking your hands. Hand therapy can often provide relief for milder cases of carpal tunnel syndrome. Cases that have gone on for many months or years, or that have progressed to the point that the muscles at the bottom of the hand have wasted, may require surgery. A conservative or non-surgical program consists of wearing a splint to keep the wrist in a neutral position at rest for up to 6 weeks. This is depending on the frequency and intensity of the symptoms. Generally, we advise against the types of splints you can buy in a drugstore, because if they're not fitted correctly, they can be ineffective or even increase the symptoms. In addition to splints, tendon and nerve gliding exercises and addressing swelling at the wrist can significantly help. Ultrasound and cold laser have at times demonstrated some effectiveness. When non-surgical treatment has failed, or for more advanced cases, surgery should be considered. Generally speaking, the longer the symptoms persist, the less likely a full resolution of the symptoms after surgery. Because of this, we recommend that you talk to a surgeon rather than wait many months or years. The surgery takes pressure off the nerve by releasing a ligament at wrist level. It's typically done in an outpatient center, and there are two common approaches: the open approach and the arthroscopic approach. In the open approach, the surgeon will make a small cut over the palmar side of the wrist and then release the ligament that covers the carpal tunnel. By releasing the ligament, the size of the carpal tunnel increases and pressure is relieved from the nerve in the carpal tunnel. With the arthroscopic approach, the surgeon makes two small incisions either side of the ligament, inserts a small tool, and releases the ligament. With this latter approach, the scar is smaller and the recovery tends to be a little quicker. There is a slightly higher risk with the arthroscopic approach, but the long-term results are the same. Overall, surgery is very safe. However, risks do exist, including infection, stiffness, pain, or scar sensitivity, and nerve injury. Some people experience immediate relief from the symptoms once the pressure on the nerve is eliminated. For others, with more long-standing and severe pressure on the nerve, there may be a slower reduction in symptoms. Some patients with extremely severe cases may receive little or no relief. After surgery, the surgeon may refer you to a hand therapist. Generally, this decision is based on your post-operative presentation. If you have any questions about carpal tunnel syndrome or any other questions about hand therapy, please call us or email us. We would be more than happy to answer any questions.